Good morning, and welcome to Higher IQ. It's Saturday, February 7th. Quick question. Have you ever poured imaginary juice? Like, mimed pouring from an empty pitcher into an empty cup, and then acted like the cup had something in it? Probably not, since you were 5. But a 43-year-old named Kanzi did exactly that at a research center in Iowa. And what happened next might be the most interesting science story of the week. Kanzi was a bonobo. A researcher sat across from him with 2 empty cups and an empty pitcher. She pretended to pour juice into each cup. Then she pretended to pour 1 cup back into the pitcher. She asked Kanzi, "Where's the juice?" Kanzi pointed to the correct cup. He did it again and again, 68% of the time, significantly better than chance. He was tracking something that didn't exist. This week, the results of that experiment were published in the journal Science. The headline said things like, "Apes can imagine, and humans may not be so special after all." But those headlines miss the real story. The question isn't whether bonobos can imagine. The question is, what is imagination, actually? And the answer might be simpler and stranger than you think. When most people hear the word imagination, they picture Leonardo da Vinci sketching flying machines 400 years before the Wright brothers. They picture Shakespeare conjuring Hamlet out of nothing. They picture a child building an entire universe out of Legos and narrating adventures that exist nowhere but inside her head. Imagination, we assume, is the highest human faculty. It's what separates us from animals. It's the engine of art, science, religion, and progress. It's how we went from caves to cathedrals, from stone tools to spacecraft. Other animals react to what's in front of them. Humans dream about what isn't. But what if that story is wrong? Not wrong about imagination being important, wrong about what imagination actually is. Here's what Kanzi did in that experiment. He watched a researcher pretend to pour invisible juice into 2 empty cups. He watched her pretend to pour 1 cup back into the pitcher. And then he pointed to the cup that still supposedly held juice. That's it. That's the whole thing. No cathedrals, no symphonies. Just, that cup has juice in it, even though it's visibly empty. And yet, according to the researchers, this simple act reveals something profound. Kanzi wasn't just following along with a game. He was maintaining a mental model that contradicted what his eyes were telling him. He was holding 2 versions of reality in his mind at the same time. The visible reality where both cups are empty, and the pretend reality where 1 cup has juice. That's imagination, not creativity, not artistic vision, not the ability to write poetry or design buildings. At its most fundamental level, imagination is just this, the capacity to represent something that isn't there, and to know the difference between what's real and what you're pretending. It sounds almost disappointingly simple, but that simple capacity turns out to be the foundation of almost everything we do. Think about what it takes to plan for the future. You have to imagine a scenario that doesn't exist yet, one that might never exist, and then act as if it's real enough to prepare for. That's tracking invisible juice. You're maintaining a mental model that contradicts your present reality. Think about empathy. To understand what someone else is feeling, you have to imagine their experience, something you can't see, can't touch, can't verify. You're representing something that isn't there. Think about money. Right now, there are pieces of paper in your wallet or numbers in a bank account that we all agree have value, but the value isn't visible. We're all collectively imagining that these symbols represent something real and acting accordingly. Think about religion. Billions of people organize their lives around entities and forces they cannot observe directly. Whether you're a believer or not, that's an extraordinary act of imagination, the ability to maintain a mental model of something beyond the visible world. Think about science. A hypothesis is, by definition, an imagined explanation for something you haven't yet proven. Every experiment begins with a scientist saying, "What if this is true?" and then acting as if it might be, even though they can't see the answer yet. Planning, empathy, economics, religion, science. These are the pillars of human civilization, and every single one of them rests on the same foundation, the ability to represent something that isn't there. Kanzi, following invisible juice at a tea party, has the same basic machinery. So if bonobos have imagination, and imagination is the foundation of everything humans have built, why didn't bonobos build cathedrals? This is where it gets interesting. The researchers believe that the capacity for imagination probably dates back 6 to 9 million years to the last common ancestor that humans and bonobos shared. That means imagination isn't a human invention. It's an inheritance, something we received from ancestors who lived long before anything resembling modern humans existed. But somewhere along the way, humans did something different with it. We took the basic ability to track invisible juice and we scaled it up. We combined it with language, which let us share our imagined realities with others. We combined it with culture, which let us build on previous generations' imaginings. We combined it with tools, which let us turn our mental models into physical objects. The leap from Kanzi to us isn't the presence of imagination. It's what we layered on top of it. Here's an analogy. Both humans and bonobos have hands with opposable thumbs. The basic hardware is the same. But humans use those hands to write the Constitution, paint the Sistine Chapel, and type code into computers. The hardware was necessary, but it wasn't sufficient. What mattered was what we built with it. Imagination might be the same. Kanzi has the foundation. He just doesn't have the scaffolding. There's something else about this study that deserves attention. Kanzi wasn't a typical bonobo. He was born in captivity in 1980 and spent his entire life around humans. He learned to communicate using lexigrams, symbols that represent words. He understood thousands of spoken English words. When the researcher asked, "Where's the juice?" Kanzi knew what she meant. That's extraordinary. Most bonobos can't do that, and that creates a problem. The only reason we know bonobos can imagine is because Kanzi could understand the question. He was a translator between species. He could participate in experiments designed for human children because he had learned enough of our language to follow along. Kanzi died in March of last year. He was 44 years old. There is no other bonobo in the world with his level of language training. There may never be another. Bonobos are endangered. There are somewhere between 10 and 20,000 left in the wild, all of them in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Their habitat is shrinking. They're hunted for bushmeat. The chances of another bonobo being raised with the same kind of human interaction and language training are slim, which means this discovery almost didn't happen. If Kanzi hadn't existed, if he hadn't been raised the way he was, if he had died before this experiment was conducted, we might never have known that bonobos can imagine. One of the researchers put it this way: "We should be compelled by these findings to care for these creatures with rich and beautiful minds and ensure they continue to exist." What else are we missing because we don't have the right translator? So what's the takeaway? It's not that humans aren't special. We clearly are. We're having a conversation right now that no bonobo could follow. We're using language, abstraction, metaphor, and recorded audio to transmit ideas across time and space. That's not nothing. But maybe what makes us special isn't imagination itself. Maybe it's what we built on top of imagination, the languages and cultures and technologies that let us compound our mental models across generations. Kanzi could track invisible juice. We built an economy around invisible value, same foundation, different scaffolding. And there's something humbling about that. The thing we thought was our highest faculty, the spark of human genius, turns out to be a 6 million year old inheritance that we share with our closest relatives. We didn't invent imagination, we inherited it. What we invented was everything we did with it afterward. The next time you plan for the future, or imagine what someone else is feeling, or think about money in your bank account, or consider any idea you can't directly observe, remember, you're doing something a bonobo can do too. You're tracking invisible juice. You're just tracking a lot more of it. That's your Saturday. The Winter Olympics are underway in Italy. The Super Bowl is tomorrow. But if you want something to think about while you're absorbing all of that, try this. Imagination isn't what separates us from animals, it's what connects us to them. The question was never whether we're special. The question is what we chose to build with the same raw materials. Stay informed, stay curious. We'll see you tomorrow.